From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama phoned ousted USDA employee Shirley Sherrod, expressing his regrets over her dismissal. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Mr. Obama says the incident can present opportunities to Sherrod to help those in need, but it's not clear if she'll take a new job with the USDA.
She's expressed some reservations about the job that Secretary Vilsack offered her, which is to, she said she doesn't want to be the one person in charge of getting rid of all discrimination in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's possible she wants her old job back. It's just not clear.
Sherrod was forced to resign earlier this week after a conservative blogger posted an edited video of her recalling her reluctance years ago to help a white farmer seeking government assistance. She says that was out of context. The whole video shows she made that a learning point in her life. Three people are dead, 15 wounded in an attack near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports two of the injured are American citizens.
American officials say a rocket was fired into the heavily fortified international zone that houses the embassy and most of Iraq's ministries. Two Peruvians and one Ugandan who worked for an American security contractor were killed. The more than a dozen people injured are being treated at U.S. military facilities. Attacks on American interests in Iraq have declined in recent years. But General Ray Odierno, who commands U.S. forces in Iraq, recently told reporters that Iranian-backed Shiite militias might soon increase attacks on U.S. military bases, especially as the U.S. reduces the number of troops here. Launching rockets at the International Zone, formerly known as the Green Zone, once was a hallmark of the Mehdi Army, a Shiite militia. That group was largely disbanded after the end of sectarian fighting in 2008. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
General Motors is buying AmeriCredit, an auto finance company, in a move to expand sales. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the deal is worth $3.5 billion.
This will allow GM to do more lease deals and make loans to customers that have less than ideal credit scores. GM executives have complained that they were missing sales because dealers couldn't get financing for these buyers. This move also means GM will have its own captive lending arm again. It sold most of its stake in GMAC, now called Ally, a few years ago. Christopher Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics says this acquisition is likely good news for GM and bad news for Ally.
What they have now, right now, GM with Ally, is they're basically giving away all of the financing profit to the banks. If you're GM, why do you want to let them keep that?
GM says it expects the deal to close in the fourth quarter of this year. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Strong earnings news from Caterpillar and AT&T, sending Wall Street much higher today. Right now, the Dow is up 207 points at 10,327. The Nasdaq is up 52 points. The S&P 500 is up 23 points. That's more than 2% at 1,093. This is NPR. A tropical depression racing toward the Gulf of Mexico today has BP and the federal government trying to decide whether to evacuate dozens of ships and workers at the oil spill. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say the storm has already caused problems in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. It could become a tropical storm named Bonnie later today and arrive in the Gulf of Mexico by this weekend. A Greyhound bus traveling overnight from Los Angeles to Sacramento has crashed. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, six people were killed, many more were injured.
Around 2 a.m., the bus, carrying 47 passengers, was just outside downtown Fresno when it swerved to avoid an earlier crash involving an overturned SUV. The bus slammed into a concrete divider. That impact spun it around and hurled it into another vehicle. That collision sent the bus careening down an embankment where it hit a tree and came to rest on a highway off-ramp. There was just bleeding everywhere, one witness told a Fresno television station. A spokesman for the California Highway Patrol said the dead included the bus driver. Injuries ran from minor to critical. The crashes closed the northbound lanes of Highway 99, a central route through the state's farm-rich San Joaquin Valley. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Senator Richard Lugar says he will vote to confirm Elena Kagan as a Supreme Court justice. He's the second Republican to announce he's breaking with the party to back President Obama's choice to fill the seat of retired Justice John Paul Stevens. Lugar says after reviewing Kagan's credentials, he feels she is qualified to serve on the high court. Democrats, though, have more than enough votes to confirm her. A vote is expected next month. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.